From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Senate will work to fund the federal government and avoid another possible shutdown as Republicans and Democrats stand apart on how long to extend domestic spending relative to national defense. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan spoke Tuesday on a measure it passed, mostly along party lines.
The House will send the Senate a bill to fully fund our military for this year while we keep working toward a budget agreement.
Democrats signal their intent to block the House bill in the Senate. Republicans have a razor-thin one-seat majority in the chamber. If a budget cannot be passed, the U.S. government will shut down midnight Thursday. Rescuers combed the rubble of collapsing buildings Wednesday in a search for about 60 people missing after a strong earthquake killed at least six near Taiwan's popular tourist city of Hualien. The shallow magnitude 6.4 quake caused at least four buildings in worst-hit Hualien's county to cave in and tilt dangerously. Over 200 people were also injured. IOC President Thomas Bach won't say what he thinks will happen with appeals filed by Russian athletes trying to gain entry into the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. 47 Russians have appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. A decision is expected Thursday from the world's sport's highest court, but it could come as late as Friday, just hours before the Olympics are set to begin. The IOC expects 168 Russian athletes to compete under the neutral banner of Olympic athletes from Russia. Many more have been barred for the Games for doping or suspicion of doping related to the Sochi Olympics. This is VOA News. South Korea welcomed an upcoming visit by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, for the Winter Olympics. A spokesman for the presidential Blue House in Seoul sees the North Korean delegation as Pyongyang's resolve to defuse tensions on the Korean peninsula and their support for the Winter Olympics. Kim Yo-jong will be the first member of the Kim family to cross the border into the South. Kenya's government said Wednesday it had deported a politician arrested for witnessing the mock inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as the people's president. Interior Ministry spokesman Mwenda Njoka said Miguna Miguna renounced his Kenyan citizenship years ago and never reclaimed it. The government said it had deported him to Canada, where Miguna said he was granted political asylum after he and other Kenyan student officials in 1987 were detained, tortured, and released without trial. Miguna called the government's latest actions illegal and said he would challenge them in court. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that Washington would soon announce new tough sanctions to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear and missile programs.
We will continue to intensify our maximum pressure campaign until North Korea takes concrete steps toward complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization.
Speaking in Tokyo on his way to the Winter Olympics, Pence said that the United States will unveil the toughest and most aggressive round of economic sanctions on North Korea ever. Pence reiterated Washington's stance that all options are on the table to deal with North Korea. Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai is undergoing cancer treatment at a hospital in South Africa. Tsvangirai formed the MDC in 1999 to challenge President Robert Mugabe, who was forced out of office last November after a military uprising ending his 37-year hold on power. The 65-year-old leader of the Movement for Democratic Change has been in and out of the hospital since revealing last June he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Tuesday, SpaceX launched the most powerful rocket in use today. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk called the test flight of the Falcon Heavy surreal and that he was incredibly proud of his team.
They've done an incredible job of creating really the most advanced rocket in the world and the biggest rocket in the world.
The rocket lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, the same launch pad from which NASA's Apollo 11 lifted off in 1969, on the first mission that landed astronauts on the moon. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.